This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. As we heard at the Farm Progress Show last week, many questions remain in the minds of agriculture producers about the Trade War Assistance Program. I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Last week at the Farm Progress Show that was held in Iowa, we had the opportunity to talk with not just farmers themselves, but representatives of the administration about that Trade War Assistance Program rolled out last week by the USDA. And I want to tell you, when it came to talking with the farmers, well, we got an earful, especially about the assistance announced for corn growers. A penny, a bushel, 1 cent, far short of the number announced for soybean producers of $1.65 a bushel. In announcing that program, the USDA said the program level was, in their words, dependent upon the severity of the trade disruption and the period of adjustment to new trade patterns. And, of course, soybeans shipped to China had been affected more significantly than corn. But we talked also with the president of the National Corn Growers Association, Kevin Skunas, and he said he didn't see that amount of assistance available to corn farmers as fair and equitable. And some corn growers talking to us said they felt it was a slap in the face to have 1 penny of compensation, 1 penny per bushel. One corn grower from Missouri told me that would have been better to have had nothing at all. And Kevin Skunas of the corn growers said he felt there'd been more damage done to the corn price than just a penny a bushel. He said their own analysis at the National Corn Growers Association indicated the impact of tariffs to the corn price had been more like 44 cents per bushel. The pork producers also wondering about the amount of money they are getting. One leader said they are not very excited about the program. He said it will help some producers, but it's a very small amount of the losses that many producers have taken because of the trade war. I'll be back after this.